Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today we're going to talk about depression and our natural remedies. In probably in some way, some form, we all know somebody or ourselves have been treated for depression, feel depression, or fight with depression. So let's take a look at our herbal remedies. What causes depression? It may be some other natural factors that we could use to help combat depression in our world, because I know that we have a high suicide rate in our communities, and a lot of that is depression and drugs and alcoholism and just a whole feeling of not being able to achieve or sort out our life's problems effectively, and just really feeling in a slump for way too long, and we're depressed. Sometimes it's just a lack of vitamin D. Sometimes it's the people that we hang out with. Sometimes it could be the foods and the drugs that we are taking into our bodies. So we are going to take a good look at this today. Depression is a very complex disease. Clinical depression, major depression. Depression could be caused by medical illness. It could be caused by life changes. Depression could be caused by baby blues. Depression could be even more caused by our Western medicine that's trying to treat our depression. There's so many things out there that is the underlying cause of our depression. Our chemical imbalances can cause depression. Being low on vitamin D can cause depression. And so there's a lot of things that we could look at. Genetics, anxieties, even the foods that we take in, you know, can start to feel sluggish and lumpish and deprive of us of feeling alive and open and healthy. So we start to get depressed, feeling stagnant and down and out and just not very healthy. Sometimes moving or death of a loved one. And like I said, sometimes just a chemical imbalance. Maybe we just have a sleeping disorder, or maybe we have that illness that just really is chronically killing our body. If we have complete back problems pretty much half our life, that's going to cause some depression because you're in constant pain. Some of the main causes of depression are abuse, maybe physical or sexual or emotional abuse. That increases our vulnerability to clinical depression. The certain medications, like I talked about. Conflict. Maybe they just have a vulnerability to develop depression because of their biological engineering of their body. The grief of losing a loved one, the sudden death of somebody. And again, always our genetics. Now, the complex trait is meaning that there's just so many different genes that affect our body. There's so many different aspects of lifestyles in our world that we live in that could cause depression. Nothing straightforward in depression. Sometimes people with depression, even good events cause depression because they just get high anxieties, personal problems, substance abuse, hormones. Those also changes in our body's balance, our hormone levels. Sometimes they just cause triggering of depression. We're missing some of our hormones. Get those checked out. Now, some of the things that we can do if we're depressed, we're going to get a checkout. We're going to go get checked out by our doctor, by our medicine man, by our best friend. We're going to figure out what is going on and why are we depressed. I know that when I had my thyroid issue again and depression kicked in, when I moved up north and I was never outside and I was low on vitamin D, depression kicked in. And what I've realized with knowing myself is if I start having sad thoughts about the animals not getting enough food and I get kind of sad, that's depression kicking in. That's my trigger for that. I know that my body levels, my hormones are off, my vitamin D is off, something's wrong because I'm a pretty happy person. And if I'm starting to kind of cry around because the dog is going to starve or if we can't get it any food or nobody feeds the chickens, they're going to die. Those are a really good clue that Chantel, you got something going on right now because the chickens are always going to get fed and the dog's always going to eat. So it's just kind of crazy thoughts, you know, just gone through my head. And then it causes some symptoms of depression. And next thing you know, I'm a little upset. And yes, depression is a tough thing to deal with. And just knowing where it's coming from is a good start. Set some goals. Kind of feel like you can accomplish things when you're kind of feeling down and out and like life is just a big ball of a mess and nothing's getting done. Just start small. A goal of anything. Clean the bathroom. Put your books away. Make your bed. Just anything short. Jump in the shower. Get dressed for the day, even if you have nowhere to go. Exercise. That's always good because it kind of boosts your feel-good chemicals and your endorphins, and this is going to help you out a little bit. Helps the brain rewire itself in positive ways. Again, like the mantras, taking yourself to your happy place. The healthy eating, again, we're going to make sure that we eat, and we don't want to overeat, and we want to eat the healthy foods that really give us those extra boosts for our immune system and happy thoughts and feeling great about ourselves. The fatty acids, the salmon and the tuna and the spinach and the avocado, these things help ease depression. And make sure you get enough sleep because sleep is a big one. We want to make sure that if you don't get enough sleep, you're always tired. And taking responsibility for what is pulling us, making us depressed. Just really look at what can we do to reorganize our world so that we're not feeling that timeline of crunch time. We want to make sure that we're healthy and our timelines are healthy for our body and we're not stressed out with high anxieties. Challenging some of our thought patterns. Make sure you're, if you kind of go and you're like thinking about the worst, try to think about the best. Feel about what the positive outcome can be. Really change your attitude and try to focus on the positive and not so much on the negative. Because when you think about the negative, they're just going to explode more and more and more. So think about the positive and retrain your brain. Now, check with your doctor, of course. And try to pull yourself out of your slump by trying something new. Maybe go out for a bicycle ride. Maybe grab one of your friends and hit the movies, go bowling. Just get out of your normal routine and see if that kind of jimmies up your brain to open up and feel a little bit better about yourself and the society that you live in. Volunteering and getting out and helping others, that's really good because it's actually focusing on helping other people. And when we help other people, we actually end up helping ourselves. We'll take a look at our herbals. St. John's wort is really good. The omega-3 fatty acids. Saffron is great. Zinc is really good. Ginkgo biloba. Kava. Valerian. Purple passion flower. The lemon balm. Chamomile and lavender. And California poppy. These are great herbs that are going to help you with your depression, because it's just going to kind of relax your brain and take away those anxieties and boost your brain with the positive endorphins. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.